This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And welcome. It is so nice to have you with us. This is a special edition of the Frankie Boyer Show. I call it Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. And we explore and just try to find what's really happening in this new green industry, what's happening with this plant, all facets, from patient advocacy to the financial piece, an important part of this economic story that very, very little attention is being given. Well, I'm thrilled today because joining us is Nathaniel Gruyan, and he is the CEO of FinCan, which is one of the early people. He's the CEO of the early FinCan, Cannabis Banking Financial Network. And Nathaniel, you have such an incredible background. Welcome to the program. I'm so excited to have you here.
Oh, it's my pleasure to join you.
So, as an entrepreneur, you have been involved in a lot of startups and a lot of companies. Give us a little bit of your background that led you to where you are today at FinCan.
I've been a disruptive entrepreneur for many years.
I love that.
thank you. I was involved in the international and domestic trade of brand name upscale consumer electronics, hi-fi systems, video home theater, stuff like that, and being willing to accept a lot of the restrictions and framework by just doing business in the U.S. market, I reached out to overseas markets and found that there was quite a wide difference in pricing, product availability, business cultures, and so on, and took advantage of that to buy products in international markets where it was available at much lower prices than the U.S. wholesale prices, and brought them to market in the U.S. and other parts of the world where it was kind of arbitrarily priced at a lot higher price. So I've gotten used to finding innovative solutions, and I got involved in the cannabis industry about 2.5 years ago at the invitation of a very good friend of mine who had kind of waded in a couple of years earlier. And after a little while of finding where I thought my pardon me, I got a bit of a cold, where my niche might be, I settled on solving the problem of cannabis companies, both licensees who manufacture and cultivate and dispense product, as well as folks who provide goods and services to them, to resolve the problem of them being able to get a compliant, transparent peace of mind checking account and the merchant processing and payment processing that goes along with that, so that people could get off cash and that they could have a little bit more of normalcy in their business.
So we all know that the cannabis industry has been very difficult to regulate. We have Steve Janik from Americanics on all the time. We understand the problems. There are many problems. But everything is done in cash, and it's so convoluted because of the legalities. And so I'm so thrilled to hear that there are many states now that can use your services for banking. And so you have licensees and many people receiving products, banking from Arizona down to Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Washington. Tell us a little bit about the growth of this.
Well, let me just say that banking right now is limited to just the simplicity of getting a checking account. The banks are really not able, due to regulator restrictions, to actually provide lending services or, you know, other types of things like that. You know, but one thing that probably ought to be made clear, because there's so much, you know, repeating of misinformation and lack of information, is, you know, that it's not really, it really has very little to do with federal law. The entire nub of the problem, which I identified last spring, was that the banks themselves have a inherent prejudice against the industry. They feel it's a stigmatized, shady industry.
Let's talk about this. Let's talk about this. Why?
Why are they prejudiced?
Yes.
I think they just basically feel that it is a stigmatized, shady industry that they really don't want to get involved in. And in the event that they don't feel that way themselves, they feel that they have a lot of large business and institutional customers who would feel that way, who would say, look, if we knew that you were providing service to this questionable, you know, business, to a large extent, they still have it in their heads, it's a gateway drug and all the rest of that, that they may have a wholesale exit of a lot of their customers, saying, well, you know, I understand that you may feel it's an okay business, but, you know, we would feel more comfortable if we banked somewhere else. So they have a lot of, you know, they have a lot of this, you know, perception of risk and reputational issues. But there is absolutely nothing standing in the way from the point of view of the federal government or regulators from banks providing checking accounts to everyone in the industry.
So it's a beginning, though.
What's a beginning?
Having the checking accounts.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's pretty fundamental. Imagine, yeah, for example, if this same prejudice was shared by electric utility companies or internet or telephone companies, who could make the same argument that they're regulated by the feds and therefore they can't provide electricity. I mean, pretty much everybody in the industry would be you know, finished before they even got started if they couldn't get electricity. Thank God the power utilities do not have such prejudice.
I drove by a facility in Brookline, Massachusetts the other day. I was driving down the road, and it's an old bank that's now a dispensary, and it is a beautiful old building. And what was so amazing to me is that there were two guards in front of the building and a policeman. And, you know, you would find one guard in front of a bank, because that's unfortunately how banking is today. You need a guard in front. But, you know, the two guards and a policeman. I just thought that was so telling. The money that these dispensaries and these companies are having to provide for additional security is extraordinary, Nathaniel.
Well, the position that the banking industry, with their herd mentality and their reputational resistance to banking the industry, is causing is a tremendous. They're putting our communities at risk in terms of safety. You know, we have communities and states that are awash in billions of dollars worth of cash, and this creates an enormous amount of risk and expense, both inside and outside of operations, and it's all completely unnecessary. You know, the banks feel that they have prerogatives and are choosing to behave this way. There are, you know, some smaller banks that have put their toe in the water. Some guys are doing some very trailblazing work, but it's a difficult and slow process because of the bank's unwillingness to provide even basic services. And it is an irrational unwillingness. What they, of course, they don't explain it that way. They explain that they're concerned about aiding and abetting narcotics trafficking and the criminal and civil penalties that might ensue from that, or that they're afraid that they might lose their banking license or that their depository insurance. But that's all nonsense. You know, none of those things are actually true. If they were really concerned about violating federal law, then why, for example, do they provide full banking facilities to construction, hospitality, restaurants, landscaping businesses, all of which are well known, and it wouldn't take very much due diligence to confirm, employ hundreds of thousands of workers who are violating federal law every day.
We have to take a quick break, Nathaniel. Can you hold on, and we'll continue this conversation? What's the best website? How can people find out more about what you're doing?
My website is FinCann, FinCann.com.
Wonderful. We will be back in just a moment. I'm Frankie Boyer. This is Cannabis Talk, A to Z. We call it an educational odyssey. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Back taxes to the IRS? Newsflash, the president has changed the tax laws, and now you may be able to pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, a tax doctor can help you pay the IRS as little as possible allowed by law. There are new tax laws for business owners, the self-employed, even W-2 workers. If you have a back tax problem or a few years of unfilled returns, new help to save you money is now here. Call right now to see how the new tax laws can help you. Plus, right now, we'll waive the consultation fee and give you a free tax savings report. Attention business owners, the self-employed, and W-2 workers. Make this free call to the tax doctor now and learn how to take advantage of the new tax laws that may help you pay the IRS less.
800-281-6030. 800-281-6030. 800-281-6030. That's 800-281-6030.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back. It's Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer. Our educational odyssey continues because, you know, we understand that if you're a business without having direct access to a bank makes almost impossible doing business. It's really difficult. And joining us today is someone who's trying to help people, legitimate companies in the cannabis world, and he is the CEO of FinCan. And Nathaniel, welcome back. It's Nathaniel Gruen. Welcome back. It's nice to have you with us today.
Hi, glad to be here.
So there are many companies. Give us an example of how this works. And you can work with companies that are legitimate companies that are sanctioned by the state. Is that how it works right now?
Well, they have to be state licensed, yes. I mean, of course, unless they're what we call an ancillary company that provides goods and services to licensees, you know, such as attorneys or branding companies or folks who sell smoking accessories, vape pens, hydroponics, stuff like that. They don't have to be licensed, and they often have a great deal of difficulty getting bank accounts and merchant processing also, so we help them too. But folks who actually, as we call it, touch the plant, certainly need to be state licensed and be operating under a regulatory regime.
You must be so busy.
I am so busy. That is correct.
Yeah, it must be crazy. And
well, you know, there's a great need. There's about 15,000 licensees currently around the country, and it's growing at somewhere in the neighborhood of 3% a month. Maybe about 1,000 of them have real legitimate, transparent, stable banking that's you know, they do all the reporting and their bank knows exactly what they're doing and everybody's complying with the regulators and so on. And the other 14,000 either are operating entirely in cash or partially in cash, or they have partial banking relations, or they bank under another name and they try to slide under the radar of the banks. At any particular moment, the bank may find out and they get their accounts closed, and then they have to scramble.
Yes.
And of course, the ancillary guys are almost universally correctly figuring that if they went to their bank and disclosed what they actually fully do, the bank would close their account or not open one to begin with. So they generally take the business risk of assuming that it is a relatively low risk of them being discovered, depending upon how many marijuana leaves they have on their website and how they refer to it. And that if their bank account gets closed maybe once a year, it's very easy, for example, for a law firm to go to another bank and forget to mention that they have a part of their practices in cannabis. And the bank generally will open an account, and it's may take them 3 months, may take them 12 months. They may never discover that the law firm hasn't disclosed the cannabis portion of their practice. So from a business point of view, the other service that we can provide is bank accounts for these folks, so they don't have to worry about whether the accounts are closed.
It's so amazing to me that this is happening. And, you know, Sanjay Gupta, who's been a pioneer in educating all of us with his series Weeds 1, 2, and 3, has a new series coming out. It's called Weed 4. And it's actually talking to NFL players. It's talking about the opioid problem and how this plant and CBD and hemp may be the answer.
Well, that's certainly true. One of the things that's important to keep in mind is marijuana was never made illegal because it was a mild intoxicating drug. It was made illegal because it conflicted with big industrial interests back in the 20s, particularly William Randolph Hearst owned vast tracklands of Northwest forests, and cannabis actually produces a higher quality of paper than his trees their synthetic fiber, and likewise, cannabis fiber is superior in many ways and a lot cheaper and easy to grow, and they saw that as a threat, so they trumped up this whole thing about the Mexican immigrants swarming across the border, taking our jobs and worse, and that kind of sounds a little familiar today also.
Yeah.
And so they created that hysteria, making it illegal. But again, their motivation in this entire campaign was had absolutely nothing to do with the pharmacological effects and benefits of cannabis. They were completely uninterested in that. And then ultimately, there was a fellow named Harry Anslinger who was in charge of the Treasury Department's Prohibition Department, who saw his whole budget and department being threatened by the legalization of alcohol. So he latched onto marijuana as his new cause and his basis for budgeting his department. And then we had the Nixon administration, who saw a tough on drugs policy as a way to suppress dissidents. So the entire discussion about whether it should be legal because it's a safe or effective drug is sort of really absurd in a lot of ways, because it was never had anything to do with why it's illegal to begin with. It doesn't really even matter whether it's safe and effective, because there was never any problem before the 20s until this whole thing was ginned up. Now, in point of fact, it's a remarkable recreational and pharmacological drug. It's got a lot of very, very powerful medical benefits, but they have not been proven in clinical trials because they've been barred from clinical trials. So we have an enormous amount of anecdotal evidence that it's anti-seizure, anti-inflammatory,
there are a couple of colleges and there are studies being done right now as we speak, and finally there's a lot of information coming out with clinicals to support it. And as we look at Europe, once again the Europeans, who have been so brilliant in Israel and Spain especially, showing us that there is the research and the studies, and there are studies being done with CBD oil in this country, and clinicals being done as well. So it's a very exciting time.
Didn't have the underlying issue of cannabis competing with their industrial interests. So
right.
They're a lot more free of that. We've had 7 or 8 decades of it being of the drumbeat of the evils of marijuana. Continuously repeated for the American public, and a lot of this was just it was not necessary, and it was not applied in many other countries around the world. So they don't have this deep embedded prejudice.
And
one of the problems is that the folks who ultimately make a decision to provide banking for the industry are often that generation that first developed all of these these built-in prejudices, and they're on the board of directors, and because that's the generation that they're at.
It's going to take education. Yeah, it's going to take a lot of education, and that's why we love having you on. Thank you so much. This was so informative. Great information. Give us the website again, Nathaniel. Thank you so much for coming.
Our website is FinCann, FinCann.com, and it's my pleasure to give you guys an opportunity for a little bit of perspective and understanding on this issue.
And thank you. We appreciate it. We'll be back in a moment. This is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Stay tuned.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happens. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low
as $19.99 a month with no other costs. You can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-817-3046. 800-817-3046. 800-817-3046. Call now. That's 800-817-3046.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer, an educational odyssey, because that's what it is, and helping us and educating us today. and I'm so excited, Edward Rosenfeld is with us. Now, I have to tell you that this is a man that, Edward, your credentials, your background, what an extraordinary life you have. By the way, your book is out. It's called The Book of Highs, 255 Ways to Alter Your Consciousness Without Drugs. This book first came out in 1975?
73, but you're close.
73. Oh, my gosh. Okay. So you have the most fascinating background because your early years, your very, very early years, were in the computer world. You were a consultant for Viacom, NASA, American Express, to name a few. You have also done a screenplay that's been adapted for an opera. Is that true?
Yes, it is.
Amazing, amazing. And so, and you were probably one of the first people to understand artificial intelligence. So I have to ask you, we were in the early pioneer days as an innovator. So how did this Book of Highs come about? And tell us and take us back a little bit, please.
So in the late 60s, in the mid-60s actually, people started making laws outlawing certain kinds of drugs. And the people who were making those laws had never taken those drugs. And they were particularly incensed about the fact that people were having not only bad experiences, but good experiences. And they didn't like that kind of hedonism. And I thought it smacked of prohibition. It sounded to me very much like what had happened with alcohol earlier in the 20th century. And I thought, well, they're trying to outlaw consciousness. And I thought, I can do something about that. So I decided to put together a compendium, a little mini encyclopedia, and I figured a couple hundred different ways to alter consciousness without drugs. They'd never be able to outlaw all of them. And I was lucky enough to have the book published in 1973. And then a couple of years ago, Workman, the new publisher, came to me and said, we think this is a good idea to reissue this book, especially in this climate, where some drugs are now being reconsidered and legalized for medical and recreational use, like marijuana. And other drugs are being used in experimentations with people with diseases that threaten their lives to cope with that anxiety. And also we have an opioid epidemic going on in this country. So I'm very happy with the new edition. It was just published this past Tuesday, and I'm very excited about it.
As you should be. This is a really wonderful opportunity for people to really understand the multiple levels of what we're talking about and what I try to educate people about on this show. And I want to go back to your illness when you were a child, because you said it was that experience when you had a terrible illness. Tell us about those days.
Well, I like to say my first drug was ether, because I had a tonsillectomy where they remove your tonsils when I was about 3 or 4 years old. And when I came out of the ether anesthetic, I said, "Where's the bunny?" So that was kind of my first hallucinatory experience. But
By the way, I also had that experience when they took out my tonsils as well, because they used ether back then. That's what they did.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
But a year after that, I contracted scarlet fever, where I ran very, very high fevers. And it actually raised my normal temperature from 98.6 to 99.2. For the next 10 years, it wasn't until I was an adolescent that my temperature returned to normal. And as a result, whenever I got any of my childhood illnesses, I had all of these distortions. When I touched things, it felt like pins and needles, like I was getting poked. When I looked at people in the room, some seemed larger, some seemed smaller. Time seemed to distort. And later, when I was an adult, I was in a couple of automobile accidents. I was never injured. But in those accidents, as they were occurring, time slowed down again. And I realized it's our mind that does these things.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what led me to be interested in exploring alternative states of consciousness and awareness.
So the climate that we're in today, and we just had someone from the banking industry talking about how archaic it is in banking, and banking and cannabis do not work together and go together, as we all know. It's one of the big disconnects of this industry. We have this industry that, as Sanjay Gupta is talking about in Weed 4, which is newly out, how we are going to see how cannabis may help the opioid addiction problem in a big way, CBD especially, and other forms of the plant combined, THC and CBD. We are seeing so much research being done, and yet there is this disconnect between a country that, for whatever reason, can't seem to let go, that there's this mentality that cannabis may be a gateway drug. And so there's a lot of education that needs to be done. And Hemp for Victory is one of the campaigns that's trying to educate people. The hemp fields, getting farmers back, using industrial hemp in this country, going back to using hemp as a fabric. You know, it's a very exciting time, as we talk about on this program, with many doctors and practitioners. But there's still that stigma. And so I'm hoping that all this conversation will give people an opening to hear how this magnificent plant, and you can take many different versions of it and not get high, can change a lot of things.
Well, I think there are two pieces of news in the past week that stuck out for me. One was kind of ironic, and that's that Mitch McConnell believes,
yes,
that hemp can be the great savior of his state of Kentucky.
Yes, it's
so
true.
I thought that was just spectacular. It's almost akin to John Bonner joining with a marijuana company. And the second thing I saw was the most recent poll, which indicated that I think it was 59% of Americans polled now favor recreational use of cannabis. Isn't that a turnaround? And
yes,
as always, politics lags the people. But the people are coming around, so I think the education that you're talking about is having some effect. And it may be slower than we want, but it's moving along.
Well, I think there's also the fear of the unknown. And you know, people, as you first said, people were against something they never tried. Just as we're now hearing wonderful stories about medicinal plants being used to help with depression and to help with anxiety and to change brain activities. And I know that the founder of Rythmia, Gerald Powell, has written about it in a new book, which is very provocative and phenomenal, and how miracles can happen when you change the brain a little bit, using plant medicine. So there are many ways in which we are understanding, and there was always this fear, but now the fear, you know, more education and more people talking, as we're doing today, having a conversation, at least there's an opening.
I agree, and I'm very heartened by that. One of the things that I try to do in my book, by having 255 different ways to alter consciousness, there's something there for everyone. The book is divided into things you can do by yourself, things that require help from others, and a final section on devices and machines. I was interviewed earlier this week by someone, and they said, well, I've never had an altered state of consciousness. I don't know anything about that. And in the course of our conversation, I elicited from her that when she's in the garden gardening, she's in what athletes call flow. And I said,
absolutely.
That's an altered state of consciousness.
When we come back, we're going to continue.
You're right.
We're going to continue with Edward Rosenfeld. Edward, what's the best website? I know you have a new website under construction. Should we give people that website?
No, the best website is actually bookofhighs.com, and that'll tell them all about the book, show them the table of contents.
It's a very fun book. Beautifully done. And we'll be right back. I'm Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. 800-817-3046. 800-817-3046. 800-817-3046. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. All for details. License, terms, and conditions available at secureathome.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico.
January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract. From within a few days, I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Welcome back, Frankie Boyer. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. And we're joined being in the middle of a conversation with the amazing Edward Rosenfeld. The book is called The Book of Highs, 255 Ways to Alter Your Consciousness Without Drugs. He's a writer and editor. And by the way, the founding editor of Omni Magazine. And we're so thrilled you're with us today. What are some of your favorite? This is like an encyclopedia. So can we just open the book and see what we find? You have on 57 is fasting.
Yes. Some people have told me recently that they've read the book cover to cover. I never designed the book that way. I always assumed that people would dip in and out of it. With so many different resources, I try to limit the size of each entry so that it's a page or two, maybe more for some of them. Some of my favorites, I love the Zen morning laugh. That's something you can do every morning just to get your day started. Start laughing, and when you feel like you want to stop, just continue laughing. And the guy who taught that to me was the famous Alan Watts, was one of the people
yes.
who was responsible for bringing Asian religions to America back in the 20th century. And a Zen master once told him, well, you know, you usually sit Zazen, you sit that kind of Zen meditation with your legs crossed. He said, if you do the Zen morning laugh, your legs won't get stiff. I thought that was great.
I love that one. Yeah, that's a great one. Give us a couple more of your favorite ones.
Well, I'll give you a really esoteric one. There's a book written by the great Irish author and novelist James Joyce called Finnegan's Wake. And everybody opens Finnegan's Wake and looks at it and says, my God, this is all gibberish. I can't read this. Now, Joyce worked on that book for over a quarter of a century. And what he was trying to do was to expand language. And he did so with great humor and great insight. And I discovered the trick to getting into Finnegan's Wake, which I consider like a device or a machine, is to read it out loud in an Irish brogue, the best Irish brogue you can manage. And then suddenly all of his puns and limericks come to life, and you get into the rhythm of the new kind of language he was trying to evolve with this book. So that's one of the more fascinating entries that I have in the Book of Highs. There's several other that I could highlight that everybody could do. And all we have to do is look at kids in the playground. What do? They spin around like Sufi whirling dervishes. They jump up and down. These are things that can alter your consciousness. They don't get you high like necessarily smoking cannabis, but they certainly change the way your mind works and change your sense of awareness of where you are in the world.
So from where you're sitting and looking at the developments of this world, of where we are today, how much longer do you think it will take for the world to understand about this plant, Edward?
Yeah, I wish I could give you some sort of exact date. I'm an old guy. I've been around for a long time. My friends and I used to joke back in the 60s, oh, marijuana will be legal real soon. Little did we know.
Right.
I'm encouraged. I'm encouraged by the fact that there are over 30 states that now have medicinal or recreational marijuana. There will be more states this year as things go on the ballot in November. There will be more states next year. So we already have a majority of states in the United States. We have areas in the world. I was in Amsterdam last year. What a great place, you know?
Yeah,
everything is legal there. When people talk about the opioid crisis in America, they don't talk about Portugal. Almost a decade ago, Portugal made all drugs legal and decided that people who had drug problems had a medical or a psychological problem and not a legal problem. So these are the areas where we have to move toward those kinds of solutions. And I would imagine, if we're lucky, probably, in, as they say in the technology world, in the next 3 to 5 years, we're going to see great progress.
I think you're absolutely right. In the meantime, though, we can use your book because you have, you know, for me, I think this book is so fun because to just zone out, and as you say, to be in the zone, when you watch great athletes, when you watch artists perform, I mean, I love live performances. For me, that gives me an altered state. You know, I love that.
I agree. If you look at performers on stage, what are they doing? If they're really exhilarated, they're jumping up and down like little kids.
Yeah, yeah. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Music is wonderful. Music can change and make you high. Just music. But I think it's this book. What I love about this book is that it really gets you to think about some of the things that you do in a different way, or trying some new things that you probably had never thought about, especially your last chapter.
My last chapter, my God, I have to open my book and look and see what that was.
The last chapter in your book, Electric. Sensory overload.
Oh, you mean right. Well, that's where we had most of the new materials that have come of age since 1973 edition of the book. So actually the last entry in the book is called Living, and I call that the most precious state. But I also include a number of things that weren't around in the late 60s when I first started writing the book, in the early 70s when it was published, including things like virtual reality and augmented reality and even electronic dance music. Virtual reality is interesting, and it also enables me to give a caveat. So some people try on virtual reality headsets, and they're transported into a different world, and everything is fine. But last week I spoke to a gentleman who had tried virtual reality, and it had him flying like a drone over a landscape, and he got motion sickness. Now, the people who are developing virtual reality are trying to deal with that, you know, unintended
consequence. Yeah, we've got to run. We've got to run, which means we have to have you back so we can continue the conversation, Edward. The Book of Highs.
I love that.
Give us the website, please.
Bookofhighs.com, and you got a link there to the YouTube channel and Spotify.
Wonderful. Thanks for listening, everybody. This has been another edition of Cannabis Talk A to Z. As always, make it a great day and smile.
When there are clouds in the sky.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.